Evening.
Evening.
I really liked what Noah was saying. I wanted to ask a question, tagging on to what he just preached. Wives submitting to their husbands, was that a good example of Sapphira submitting to her husband?
No.
Because it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Right.
And that was a lie that Ananias was telling. And for her to go along with that was not submitting in the Lord.
Right.
That is a bad example of a wife submitting. My topic tonight kind of goes along with what Noah was saying. Our input. Our lives are designed to receive information, process it, and return what we have learned. Every person can receive input from another and be an input to someone else.
Right. Yeah.
What we decide to receive and give is totally up to us, and it will shape us into the person we are or help shape someone else. God has given us the free will to choose to serve and obey Him or choose our own carnal ways to the satisfying of ourselves. The mind has different avenues of input that we can receive. There are many different kinds of things that you can allow into your mind. What you listen to, what you read, what you watch, and what you enjoy can really define the type of person you will be. Our lives will be a product of what we choose to be. If you choose to fill your inputs with what the world has to offer, then don't feel surprised when you start to look and act like the world. Many people are reaping the consequences of foolish decisions that have yielded the fruits of unrighteousness in their lives. Allowing your carnal appetites to make your decisions for you will undoubtedly lead you off the path of truth and holiness, leading you to destruction. Last year I spoke about the effects of deception and how to avoid it. By allowing the world into your life through your inputs, you are making a conscious decision to do wrong. This opens wide the door for the devil to deceive. But this can be very subtle too. What you allow into your inputs may not always seem so blatant. The devil has many tactics that he can try. You could be a part of this church, be in communion, and be allowing false doctrines or idle words into your mind. They may seem pious or safer, but does that mean it's right? If it is not founded on the Word of God, it will not be more right or safer.
Right.
The results of letting these false doctrines into our minds are sometimes slow, and it may not seem like it is affecting you, but it will still harm you and possibly those around you. Titus chapter 1, verses 10, 11, and 14. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching them things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Titus warns us of vain talkers and deceivers. These people subvert whole houses with what they say, teaching things which they ought not. These fables and commandments of men turn people from the truth. They are turning others to their deceptive error. The word subvert means to overthrow from the foundation, to corrupt, to confound, to pervert the mind and turn it from the truth. 1 Timothy 5:13. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers and also busybodies, speaking things which they ought not to. We cannot allow this kind of talk into our lives. It is deceptive and destructive. Jesus said in Matthew 12:36 that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. I'm talking to myself tonight here. We all need to be careful what we say to others,
yes,
because we will have to give account for our idle words.
Right.
If we have vain talking and idle words in our lives and are deceiving anyone, we will have to answer to God for that.
Right.
In James 3, it says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? This whole principle of input works both ways. We can allow different things to be input into our lives that can help us to be more Christ-like or help us to be more like the world. And we can be an input to other people that will affect their lives positively or negatively.
Right.
Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. We have control of what proceeds from our heart and our mouth as much as we have control of what we choose to allow into it. Our input into other people's lives should be things that are true, honest, just, and pure. To spread dishonesty, to be unjust, or have a double motive is not Christ-like. It should be our desire to think well of others, esteeming them more highly than ourselves, and giving them the benefit of the doubt. If we have this kind of foundation in our thinking, it will help us to fulfill Philippians 4:8. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Our goal should be to help, to encourage, to edify, to love one another, not tear each other down.
Right.
Not spread disunity, sow discord, and fight amongst ourselves. We need to have the love of Christ for our fellow believers,
yes,
willing to spend and give, not looking for a return here. We know that our reward will be in heaven, and that Christ is a reward of them that diligently seek Him. If we sow and sow, laying up treasures for ourselves in heaven, we know one day that we will reap the reward if we continue faithful to the end. Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Proverbs 11:18. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. Ephesians 4. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things which is the head, even Christ. So, we must guard our inputs. We must carefully examine what we are allowing through our gates and into our minds. If it is not holy, it will pollute. If it is pure, it will help us to grow in Christ, and it will help purify our hearts. Our lives also are inputs to others. We can tear down, pollute, and destroy others with what we allow out of our mouth. Or we can help edify, build, and encourage others by what we say. The choice is ours. God is watching our choices and will judge righteous judgment. He will justly reward every man according to his works. 2 Timothy 6:14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Revelation 3:14-16. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Ephesians 5:27. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Light, darkness, hot, cold, clean and unclean, all different ways of describing holy and unholy. God is not content to have blemishes in His bride. He has designed His church to separate the light from the darkness, to wash out all the spots and wrinkles from His bride.
Amen.
We must submit ourselves to His program, the church, if we're going to be accepted of Him for His kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Very good. Very good.